You know, every day I have a message that comes up that says gong for our meeting.
Yeah, right? That tells everyone that it's our 4:15 editorial meeting, which we're missing now because...
Everybody's in Newport, just about.
Yeah.
I just got back. Literally just got back.
You still have that floating off the ground Newport Folk Festival vibe going on.
How does that differ from the everyday? I'm just trying to get a gauge here.
You glow a little more like that photo you took of the sun setting over the water.
I waited for that boat. My Instagram account is Tiny Desk if you want to see this thing. I waited and waited. I saw the sun going down and the boat to the left, and I thought, is this time? Is the sun going to be down before the boat gets there? And it worked.
Yeah.
I had so much fun taking pictures. And one of the pictures that I had most fun taking, it might be my best picture besides the sunset picture, at Newport Folk Festival, which was a brilliant folk festival. I can go on about Mavis Staples playing with every single wonderful person, it seems to me, was one thing. 50 years ago, she played there. 50 years now later, she's back again.
Wow.
But I went, and I was in the photo pit for photo pit is the area between stage and audience that they reserve for the photographers. I was in the photo pit for a group called the Oh Hellos, who I'd never seen before. And I'm taking pictures, and I'm watching this violin player, crazy, wonderful violin player, who eventually ran off the stage, flying in the air, and landed in the photo pit. And
what?
I got a picture of him flying in the air. So that was one thing.
On his feet?
On his feet, yes.
Wow.
And the other was before he did that, and I had no idea anybody was going to fly in the photo pit. I'm in the photo pit, and all of a sudden I hear this loud, incredible drum, like literally right next to me. And I'm thinking, how's that? And I look, and the drummer had already done the flying off the stage into the photo pit.
Wow.
There's a 13-member band. They're from Austin, Texas. They don't have a new record out. I'm going to play something from 2012 from this 13-piece.
13-piece band?
Band full of joy, and brother-sister, who are the singers in this group, from a city called San Marcos, which is not far from Austin, Texas, and my favorite discovery at Newport Folk Festival 2014. The album's called Through the Deep Dark Valley, and I'm going to play a song from that 2012 album called The Valley.
We were born in the shadows.
Well, so you know why I was in love with that song almost immediately. I'm a sucker for the big group sing-alongs. You told me they had 13 members in the band. I had a feeling I was going to like it.
There are a couple of different percussion elements going on there, too. It really drives a force. The brother-sister singing, crazy spinning violinist who just could stay on his feet. I don't know enough about this band to talk more about them, but I do know that I walked away there saying, I can't wait for a new record from the Oh Hellos.
Well, hopefully we'll get one from them in the not-too-distant future.
And P.S., they'll 13 of them, or at least 11, 12 or so of them, will be at our tiny desk.
You've already
come
invited
the fall.
Them.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, done.
I've got a great artist to follow that, an artist who has played the Tiny Desk concert, and she's a great folk artist, folk singer, Frazee Ford. And we first heard her music, 15 years ago? She's in the Be Good Tanyas with Jolie Holland, another artist who we just featured on the show recently. Both of them have incredibly distinctive voices. I think of Jolie Holland, you said she's the Billie Holiday of folk singers. I think you could almost get away with saying that about Frazee Ford, too. Her voice is equally distinctive. And she's got a new solo record coming out this year. It is her second. It is called Indian Ocean, and I want to play the opening cut to it from Frazee Ford. The song is called September Fields.
Yeah, I like that voice so much.
Incredible voice. She and Jolie Holland both, and when they were in the Be Good Tanyas and now on their own solo records, both just have such incredible voices. That song, September Fields, cut all about seizing the day, Bob, and and holding on.
I'm for that.
In troubled times. This record from Frazee Ford called Indian Ocean, as you could probably tell from that song, is very heavily shaped by gospel and soul. And as you know, of course, from just coming back from Newport, those are a couple of the many branches connected to folk music. And she weaves it in nicely in her music here. Indian Ocean is not out until October 14th, so check it out.
Well, can I bring us down, like so down that we're going to be so happy when we're not down? But
we'll be so grateful to be out of it.
We'll be grateful to be out of it, but you'll also just really appreciate it. Great lyrics. I'm going to play something by Mark Kozelek.
Oh,
goes
boy.
By the name of Sun Kill Moon.
Yeah. I have to say, we were talking about this record. I was going to play something from a while back because I love this record so much, but it is just very, very, very hard to listen to sometimes. It's a very sad record.
The record's called Benji. It's a very autobiographical. It's sad stories of himself, of his family, of his coming of age. That said, it is so on point. The music is very spare, but it supports those incredibly poignant words and these stories they're going to tell. You're going to hear this story that leads off the album called Carissa, and it's a story of a mom who goes to take out the trash and dies.
Oof.
But it's even sadder because it's not the first time this has happened in her family.
Or someone has died suddenly.
Someone has died suddenly by taking out the trash. Anyway, you just need to listen to the words of this song. Here's Sun Kill Moon. The song's called Carissa.
When I first saw you, you were a lovely child. And the last time I saw you, you were 15 and pregnant and running wild. I remember wondering, could there be a light at the end of your tunnel? But I left Ohio then and pretty much forgotten all about you. I guess you were there some years ago at a family funeral. But you were one of so many relatives, I didn't know which one was you. Yesterday morning I woke up to so many 330 area code calls. I called my mom back and she was in tears and asked how to spoke to my father. Carissa burned to death last night in a freak accident fire. In her yard in Brewster, her daughter came home from a party and found her. Same way as my uncle, who was her grandfather. I never saw Cam blew up in the trash. Goddamn, what were the odds? She was just getting ready to go to her midnight shift as an RN in Wadsworth. And she vanished up in flames like that, but there had to be more to her life's worth. Everyone's grieving out of their minds, making arrangements and taking drugs. But I'm flying out there tomorrow because I need to give and get some hugs. I got questions that I'd like to get answered. I may never get them, but Chris, I gotta know, how did it happen? Chris, who is 35, you don't just raise two kids and take out your trash and die. She was my second cousin. I didn't know her well at all, but it don't mean that I wasn't meant to find some poetry to make some sense of this, to find a deeper meaning in the senseless tragedy. Oh, Carissa, I'll sing your name across every sea. Thank you. you doing someone else's choice from? Were you just killing time, finding things to do all by your lonesome? Was it even you who mistakenly put flammables in the trash? Was it your kids just being kids? If so, the guilt they will carry around forever. Well, I'm going out there to get a look at the landscapes, to get a look at those I'm connected by blood, and see how it all may have shaped me. Well, I'm going out there, though I'm not really needed. I'm just so broken up about it. How is it that this sad history repeated? I'll return to Ohio.
I'll return to Ohio.
To the place I was spawned.
To the place I was spawned.
Gonna see where I hung with my cousins and play with them in the snow and fished in their ponds. Gonna see how they've grown.
Gonna see
visit
how
some graves
grown.
And say, hey, I've missed you. Gonna find out as much as I can about my little second cousin Chris. Gonna go to Ohio,
gonna go to Ohio,
where I was born,
where I was born.
Got a 10:45 a.m. flight, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Gonna see my aunts and uncles, my parents and sisters. Mostly I'm going to pay my respects to my little second cousin Chris. Going to Ohio, where for now I feel I belong. Ask those who know the most about Carissa, for it is her life and death that I'm helplessly drawn. Carissa was 35, raised kids since she was 15 years old, and suddenly died next to an old brick fire pit. Oh, there's gotta be more than that. She was only my second cousin, but it don't mean that I'm not here for her, or that I wasn't meant to give her life poetry, or to make sure her name is known across every sea.
You could do your entire master's thesis on that song. There's so much going on. You know, he's taking you on this journey and this story, and he's off to see his family, to be with them. And towards the end of the song, you know, all these other voices start coming in and singing along.
And you could look at the song and say, well, it is a remarkably depressing song, but you could come away with it saying, well, why would somebody tell me that story? And the other part of it is, when it hit me, the first thing I thought, the obvious, how incredibly, first of all, amazing the coincidence was and the sadness of that and all that, but then how beautiful life is to appreciate what you have, because you could be 35, walk out, take the trash, and
so
your life
fragile.
Could be over.
And the grief that he lays out for us in that song is so deep and lasting, because it's not just the loss of his second cousin, but then he talks about, was it just the kids? Was this something the kids did that they're going to regret for the rest of their lives, you know?
Sun Kill Moon, the record's called Benji. The song is called Carissa.
And if you want more stories like that, listen to the whole record.
Oh, my God.
Truck driver, is that the cut?
Oh, the song about his sex life is really incredibly depressing. Also sort of funny. Yeah, he's really got away with words.
He's just a
brilliant
storyteller, Sun Kill Moon. So, you know, around this time 2 years ago, I often think back to the summer of 2012, late summer, early August. We were on an All Songs Considered listening party, and we had gone to Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
And Kevin Cole of NPR member station KEXP out there was doing the listening party with us, and he played a song by an artist who was local at that point, really not known much out of Seattle, Macklemore. Mm-hmm. And the song that we played was Same Love from the record that he did with Ryan Lewis called The Heist. And we played that song for the room full of people, and there just wasn't a dry eye in the house, you know. And I just think what an incredible run they have had since then with that record. And fans of The Heist may know that one of the musicians who helped them make that record is a guy named Christopher Mansfield. He's done a lot of collaborations with Macklemore and Lewis, and he goes by the name Fences. Well, Christopher Mansfield has a new song himself coming out that Lewis produced and Macklemore raps on. And I'm going to play it for you. We're premiering it here. This is the first song that Macklemore and Lewis have done since their record, since The Heist. So this song is called Arrows from Fences. Again, with Lewis producing it, Macklemore rapping on it from a record called Lesser Oceans.
Just escaped. My old man, he kicked me out. He kicked me out when I told him that I live this way. 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 He doesn't own me. He doesn't own me, he doesn't own me, he doesn't own me.
Just escape!
Boots and we walk away. I felt slightly connected to him and said, now boy, now you own me.
Doesn't sleep, so in truth he never wakes up. Another day rushed into his death at a breath on the treadmill of the famous. He makes mistakes, tells stories to his paintbrush, and when the world finally sees his art, he wishes that he never would have made it. Just escape, just escape. Ricochets and eclipses his faith. Living in a city with a grand brother over your shoulders, and you're becoming suffocated by the weight. Can't hit those brakes. This is what you wanted, huh? But you got it all in vain, cause you forgot who you are. Right as the world, learn your name. It goes. My issues. Ashtray is this asphalt. American spirit, black coffee, conversations, and a passport. When God gives you everything, everything that you ever asked for, and it still looks a bit different than when you pictured it on that back porch. And I'm gone. World traveler, all I got is my songs. When the nights start blending into one another, and I don't recall Tom Petty, and all I want to do is free fall. Yeah, free fall. And I'm so caught up. I'm caught up, and I'm so tired. Swore that I wouldn't stare into the light, and guess who tried it? I'm blinded by this limelight, it's all night, it's all day. These bright lights, once you turn them on, you can't walk away. Don't die here, don't die here. I came too far, I'm too great, but I'm too scared. I'm too afraid to stare this world into its face. I'm almost home, I'm driving lost. My eyelids closed, light turns to gray. The camera's off, the show is over. You close the curtains and just escape.
Land, we're falling. Arrows, we're falling. Arrows, land, we're falling. Arrows, we're falling. I live this way. 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 I live this way.
Just escape.
The song's Arrows from Fences, that was Macklemore rapping on it. The song was produced by Ryan Lewis. The song repeatedly uses this technique in songs that just always gets me. It's such a killer hook to me. It's called a pivot note or a pivot chord, which is a single note that just stays the same and all the other chords change. So in that he's saying, live this way, and that stays the same while all the other chords change. But great song, Fences. The new record is called Lesser Oceans. Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie was one of the producers of this record as well. And it is out October 14th.
The record we played before this on Kill Moon ends on a song about Ben Gibbard and Ben being his buddy.
It's Synergy, Bob.
Yes. I don't know how we do this, though, because I'm going to take us to a Swedish band that basically plays...
The best drum and fife cut you will hear all year.
Oh, you've heard this. It may well be a drum and fife in Goat, for all I know.
Oh, Goat, yeah.
I mean, they could have everything, the kitchen sink. It's demonic, it's fun, it's celebratory, and it's devil worship, I think, at the very same time. I'm going to play a new record. I love this group, and I've yet to see Goat, and there's a story there, but we'll just play the music. It's called Hide from the Sun, is the name of the new song from a record they have coming out called Commune. If you have something to shake and make noise with, just get it out and start doing it. I don't care if you're driving. I mean, you got two hands, right? I like this band a lot. This is Goat, and the album's Dangerous Days. When they come to your town, go see them, because I will, because I haven't yet, but I know I'm going to have a good time from everybody.
I'm trying to picture what they would look like on stage with all that instrumentation.
Yeah.
A giant sitar on stage, I'm assuming they'd have to have.
And lots of people.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to follow that with a band called Spider Bags. Do you know this?
No, but I don't like that name. I'm just going
to
say.
It's not a great name, but their record they have out coming out called Frozen Letter, it is killer. This is one that Max actually turned me on to. Very early on, Max was going through our mail like a good intern, and he said, "You got to listen to this. This is pretty awesome."
Bob, if you think that Spider Bags is a weird name,
uh-huh.
Dan McGee was in a band called the DC Snipers beforehand.
Oh, which is not good.
Just about the most inappropriate name, at least for this part of the country.
That's right.
Yeah, Dan McGee, he fronts Spider Bags, and he was in a punk group called DC Snipers for a while. But then they broke up. He moved down to North Carolina. And Spider Bags, I would say the music's a little bit tamer, but just a little bit tamer. Plenty of guitar noise, but also just some really curious moments on this record, too. The first half of it, all the songs are about 2 minutes long, just these quick bursts of rock and roll. And then the second half of the record, the songs are a little quieter, take a little longer to unfold. I'm going to play one of the more jangly songs. This is from the first half of the record. The song is called Japanese Vacation.
Max is getting ready to air guitar. He knows something I don't know.
Yeah, no, you'll be joining him shortly.
Okay. Down, Max.
Yeah, that is actually, you know, I say that's a very jangly pop rock song on that. Nothing else on the record sounds like that. On the first half, some of the songs just...
Give me just an example of something really, really different, just so I know what you're talking about here.
Are you ready?
I am.
Are you ready, Rocco? It starts with a kiss, man, from me to you. Here it comes.
Okay, now give me something slow. Give me a slow one. Oh, yeah.
It's from the second half.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. Really love this record. Most people fail me in life, but Max really came through with this one. Spider Bags. We have the full thing up on our First Listen series right now, so if you want to go and listen to the whole thing, you can do it on our website.
I'm going to go out on Zola Jesus, new record coming out October the 6th, and we have a new song from her. This record from Zola Jesus sounds a little more poppy This track is the poppiest, I'm told, though I haven't heard the whole album. It's called Taiga.
Like catch a tiger by its tail?
Well, not really. It's T-A-I-G-A. She grew up in, like, Wisconsin, cold forests. Her family's Russian. This is a taiga defined as a forest. It's like near the tundra where it's cold, where the trees don't get leafy, but they get coniferous. Is it
coniferous?
Coniferous, yes. They eat you.
Carnivorous.
they love
those
you.
Those trees will eat you alive.
And so she wrote a whole album about that. Anyway, it's coming out October the 6th, and this is the most danceable, poppiest tune, I'm also told. It's called Dangerous Days. See you, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
You're gonna witness all the days you never stood to fight for your name.